www.TheFanWorks.com.
Weekend program getting started with 3 hours of information, helpful positioning. If you have some problems with your health and you want to get healthy, how about you give us a call at 888-553-7536. When I say us, what do I mean? I mean Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Good Day program, and me. I'm Doug Steffen. I practice without a license from time to time. Ken sometimes gets a chuckle. Sometimes the audience gets a chuckle out of it, but we're here actually to serve and to make your life better. And if you have a problem medically, physically, even emotionally, sometimes people need a little input on what drugs are being given, because there are a lot of drugs prescribed, Ken, today for all kinds of things that are not physical. More and more every day we read about the various drugs that bring people around, and then there are the natural or homeopathic ways of bringing people around, serotonin, same-E, melatonin, things like that. Do you, as a cardiologist, ever recommend or do you ever prescribe things that are outside of your sphere of influence, that is the respiratory system, the heart, lungs, that kind of stuff? Do you ever, anybody ever come to you, Dr. Ken, I'm depressed, what do I do?
Of course, to become a cardiologist is a long and winding road. You first have to become a full body doctor, an internist. And you train for many years to do that. You don't late in your career just go out and specialize as a cardiologist. So you really do learn about the entire body. It's important as a practicing cardiologist that I understand the entire body. The entire body intermingles with the heart, and it's just important to keep overall good health. And everybody this week is asking me about Congressman Gifford, what happened? How is she going to do? How can something like this possibly happen? How can somebody with a bullet wound to the brain survive? So I thought I'd go over that, okay?
Yeah, I think that there are reasons to be optimistic, it would seem. And that one of the reasons that I brought up the psychiatric stuff is because sometimes after the physical remedy that will be necessary and probably possible here, sometimes people who go through this kind of trauma need something to support their head. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, available now at 888-553-7536. You hear us get into our conversations. There are a lot of you who want to find the fountain of youth, if you will, to just stay where you are, try not to lose any more ground in your effort to fight aging. All kinds of things are going on with you. We know that. So you'll get some support and some information from Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536, as we talk about, as the president and others have referred to her as Gabby Giffords. A week ago today, this event took place. Who would have thought over this weekend we'd be talking about something like this? It has enveloped the entire country in conversation, Ken.
Doctors are always amazed when the country is suddenly wondering about one particular person, because doctors deal with this all the time. Every day, something like this happens. In fact, my heart goes out the most to this 9-year-old girl who died. And that's what really tore me up the most. I want to send out my condolences to all of the people who were involved in this tragedy. And amazingly, the country seems to be most intrigued by Congresswoman Gifford. How do you possibly get a bullet to the head? Originally, we heard it went in the back of the brain, came out the front, but now we know actually that it entered from the front, went out the back, did not cross through the center, and this is very, very important. She's expected to survive. I think she is going to survive, although her condition and the extent of her recovery, I think, remain in doubt. No doctor on planet Earth can tell you exactly how well she's going to do, where she will be a year or two from now. And I know that that's what everybody wants to know, because each patient reacts in a different way to these injuries. I've seen people usually not survive this kind of injury. In fact, 95% of people don't survive this. Two-thirds arrived to the hospital dead, and 95% did not survive anything like this. The fact that she initially was able to follow command and actually grab the hand of the doctor and squeeze it is incredibly encouraging, because that's a complex action. You have to hear it, understand it, carry it out, and it just tells you that a lot of the brain is still intact. And that initial sign, when we learned that after she had presented to the hospital, was just enormously encouraging. A 9-millimeter bullet fired point black, blank at the left side of the head. It passed directly through the brain and exited. It did not pass over to the right side. This is so important in terms of her prognosis. The part of the brain the left side controls, Doug, is vision, language, and the ability to move the right side of the body. All of these functions are at risk as she tries to recover. And she is able to understand commands. She apparently is able even to sit up in bed as of the end of the week. And it's unclear yet how much of her right side, if any, will be paralyzed. I think there probably will be some visual issues, some movement issues. When the brain absorbs the force of a bullet like this, it swells, and it swells for up to 5 days, and hopefully she's over this. And the reason why they treated her initially by removing a fracture of her skull was so that the pressure in the brain was allowed to be released. It's like putting a valve on a steam pot and letting the steam get out. If you don't let the pressure in the brain go down, then as the swelling occurs because of all the force that the brain absorbs with that bullet, this pressure inside the brain could increase higher than her own blood pressure, and then you wouldn't get any flow, any nourishment to the brain, and that would cause death to the brain. So they removed a fraction of her skull, and later on they'll probably put this back, or they'll use some synthetic material more likely to patch that up once the pressure starts going down, which next week hopefully this will occur. They put her initially into a medically induced coma. This is done with medications in the vein to slow down the activity in the brain. This also helps to reduce the swelling. Steroids would have been injected into her vein. This helps to pull off the excess fluid that does accumulate as the pressure increases in the brain. They would also use concentrated sugar solutions into her arm to help pull off some of the fluid that would increase with the increased pressure. And they would hyperventilate her on a respirator to help keep the brain cells from starving from oxygen. But she seems to be breathing on her own, and right now they're keeping her on the ventilator just to maintain an open airway to lower the risk of infection in the lungs. And I would imagine this week there's a good chance they'll be taking her off that ventilator. Her biggest concerns initially are the brain swelling, the risk of lung or brain infection, and further bleeding. And fortunately, there seems to be remarkably no further bleeding after this after this bullet went through. And what we need to now watch for is what's going to be the quality of her survival. And amazingly, it will take 6 to 18 months to know how well she will do, because the brain will continue to heal for this period of time. But what are some of the lessons here for the rest of us to figure out how she could miraculously survive? Remember, less than 1 in 20 people actually make it through this. So what's the lessons for all of us? Well, she got initially very quick care. They got to her out in the field, out on the street very quickly. They got her to the hospital very quickly. So if you're ever in an emergency, you got to get there quickly. And key is, you always hear me talk about, you don't want to be in the first in line anytime a doctor treats you. She was very fortunate. The trauma surgeon, the head surgeon that she had treat her, had experience from Afghanistan, from Iraq, treating these head injuries. And when he had his patient, this was not something new for him. She definitely was not his first client, his first patient in this problem. He had a very experienced team, a very experienced surgeon who took care of her, and that's why she's done so well.
All right, so then there is a reason to be optimistic. It was, when I heard the story first, I wondered the same thing. How does the brain get a bullet passed through it and still be able to function? All of the things, you know, there's the story about life and its perfection and what happens is supposed to happen. There's got to be a heck of a lesson to be learned from all of this, all of these people, various ages and circumstances in life, who are no longer with us. And it's just that this kind of tragedy, which is meaningless. We ought to probably talk for a minute about the psychological state, the mental health system, how this guy gets a gun, because that is part of the issue.
Absolutely.
888-553-7536. We will be talking about this. And, of course, your health issues, the medical news of the week, the good stories that are around, how we may help you. Here's a reason for you to stick around. Find out what's going on. For those who are starting on, thinking about, or have already decided to go on some kind of weight loss program, Dr. Ken wants to recommend MetaFast. Why do you want to join those 20,000 other doctors who have recommended MetaFast over the last 30 years, Ken?
Doug, it's fast, it's safe, it's simple, it's satisfying, and it's supported by, as you mentioned, over 20,000 doctors since 1980. Whenever I talk to patients, and I do every single day, about losing weight, you need a lifestyle. You need a program that you're going to be able to live with for many decades, something you're going to enjoy, something you can take with you wherever you go. And this is a program that works. MetaFast helps my patients lose 5 to 20 pounds the first month, and then they lose 50 pounds in a year, and they keep it off. They're happy. They enjoy it. Their blood pressure, cholesterol, sugar all go down. They lower their risk of getting heart disease and cancer, and they just love life. MetaFast works. I've been looking around for a diet that I could let all of you know about, and this MetaFast is healthy. The food is good. You'll be able to stay on it, and you will lose weight.
They have very efficient ways of being in touch with you as well. They have somebody that's assigned to your case, a dietitian, so you'll be watched, you'll be counseled, you'll be satisfied, you'll be supported. This is a simple, fast, safe way, and reasonably priced. This is one of those things. There are a lot of programs around that are very expensive. And, yeah, if you want to get into it and take your chances with that swell, this is a formula that works. That's why all the doctors have signed on to it. Here's how you'll save $50 on your plan. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MediFastKen, MetaFastKen.com. Or you can call them at 800-506-4115. Talk to one of their counselors. Use the code Dr. Ken, and you'll save the $50 we're talking about. MetaFast Ken or 800-506-4115. Don't forget the code D-R-K-E-N. You call them now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before you begin a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Dr. Cannon, 888-553-7536. Your call is coming up here on Good Day Weekend.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
.org.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you.
Being young at heart is an important thing.
If you're young at
youth
heart.
Is our there's a elixir, I think, Ken, right? Everything in our society and seemingly in the media-driven world we live in is all about the youth of America. But Gabrielle is a good example of that. She's 40 years old, been in Congress. She just got elected to a third term. And she's an active lady, physically looks very fit to me. Looks like somebody who really took her conditioning seriously. So maybe that helps her.
Absolutely.
There are worries more about, in a circumstance like this, you get pneumonia. Your lungs fill up with liquid, and that's something they can control, though, if they have the right machinery on it, right?
Well, hopefully and usually, but when somebody has a severe neurologic effect, they're not breathing properly, they're not moving air, and you can have accumulation of secretions, and that will cause infection. And even in the most physically fit person, you damage their ability to clear secretions. That's where you get these infections, and that's why they're keeping her airway maintained by the breathing tube until they're sure that she's adequately clearing her secretions and that all the nerves in that area are functioning adequately.
888-553-7536. You're listening to Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Weekend, giving advice and counsel and help to Marco, who's in Chisholm, Minnesota. Marco, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Marco. I bet you're feeling a little neglected, right?
No, I feel nice and warm. I listen to this radio station all the time, so I'm just happy to be on it, you know?
We're glad you're here. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I was listening to radio here, and I heard about this congresswoman, and I just wanted to call in with some maybe some tips, some advice, or some insight at the very least. I don't know. I got shot in the head about 13 years ago as well, and it went into my side of my head there, and it went out the back left side of my head.
So, Marco, you were shot in the front on the right?
In the right by the temple.
On the right, but on the right temple.
Correct.
And it exited the left part of your brain. So your bullet crossed your midline.
Correct.
Bless your heart. Tell me what happened.
I don't know. I'm kind of a public speaker, so I do this quite a bit. But short story, I was messed up. I wasn't messed up on drugs at the time, but I had done some stuff in my past that really affected my self-esteem and self-worth level. So I like to make this clear. It was not suicide. I am a Christian man and believe all that. So it was not suicide. It was more like me not caring what happened to myself. So I was, long story short, playing with a gun. Gun accidentally went off, went in the right side of my head, came out the left side of my head. I was in a induced coma for 1.5 to 2 months, I think.
Go on, Marco.
And I came out of a coma. I was completely blind. The bullet messed up my visual cortex. It was in the bullet's path. So my brain had to reroute around the visual cortex in order for me to get my sight back.
Do you have your sight back?
I do currently have my sight back. Like I said, it was 13 years ago. It started coming back probably about 2 months after I woke from a coma, and it came in very slowly.
So both of your eyes work adequately?
My eyes are just fine. From the beginning, my eyes worked just fine. It was my brain that was messed up. But, yes, my brain was able to reroute around the damaged visual cortex to where my left side peripheral is gone, and I do not have depth perception. But besides that, I have 20/20 and 20/30, yes.
You said did it rebuild on its own, or was there some substance used to help?
No, not at all. That's the amazing thing about the brain. Like, it helps if you're younger. You have more capability of healing when you're younger, obviously. But the brain is I've learned a lot since I've gotten shot about the brain, and the brain is amazing. The visual cortex actually basically got blown out of my head. So my brain was able to reroute around that dead spot, kind of like circuits. Circuits and circuit breakers can reroute around something that doesn't work. So my brain was able to reroute that information around my visual cortex.
Marco, do you have any other loss today from this episode?
Left side peripheral, left ear death. And I have a very hard time with a lot of commotion, a very hard time with a lot of noise. A lot of commotion and a lot of movement.
Do you have epilepsy? About 50% of people who survive an injury to the brain, a bullet, will have epilepsy?
Yes, I do have seizures.
Okay.
And that is very common. You are correct on that.
Well, you've had a story and a half, sir. Do you have a regular job? You function normally?
I'm on Social Security income right now, which I am not proud of whatsoever, but... I'm getting a call back for a job at the animal shelter here, so it would be great. And also, I do it mostly pro bono, but I do a lot of public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I go to colleges. I go to...
Tell the story.
I'm also obviously involved with the human services field.
What a heck of a story.
I do go to Social Security offices, HUD, which is Homing Urban Development. I've gone there.
Marco, we have about 10 seconds. Why did you survive in 95% don't or 90% don't?
I dedicate to Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm. All right, Marco, good story. Good luck to you, sir. It's 29 after the hour.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes,
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to NationalUnderclassmen.com to find out more.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ken and Doug, sitting, waiting for your calls. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken will answer any of your health questions from head to toe, physical, mental issues about you, your family, your kids, your wife, your parents. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained physician, internist, cardiologist. I've been in medicine since the 1970s, went to the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine in their medical scientist training program, and I'm a trained internist at Duke University, trained cardiologist at the University of California, San Francisco, and I've been practicing cardiology in Orlando since the late 1980s, spokesperson for the American Heart Association, been on the radio since 1993, and I'm here for you, give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. I promise you I won't embarrass you, and along the way, Doug and I will bring you up to date on all the health news out of the medical journals that your doctors are reading this week.
All right. 888-553-7536. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com or Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com. Someone wants to know about WebMD.com. I went there and had a question about diverticulitis, and I wonder if I can trust. Yeah, they're pretty highly reputed, aren't they, Ken?
I think they are. We like our website, DrKenShow.com, but if you can't find what you need at DrKenShow.com, WebMD is certainly a reputable site.
888-553-7536, a pretty compelling call from a person who had a self-inflicted gunshot wound and what the rest of his life will be like and what it's been like since he recovered. That was a good story, Ken. I'm wondering about now the status of this fellow. I was reading how he is demonic. The shooter, Jared Lee Loeffner, he had laser focus, as one police officer described it. When it came to planning and carrying out this shooting, he knew exactly what he was doing, exactly what he wanted to do. He planned it the night before. Where she was sitting, where he was coming from, what angle he was going to use. He posted on his MySpace page, "Goodbye, friends." So here's a guy who is clearly mentally unstable, and that's putting it mildly. And you put a lot of, you know, how do people get to this point? Maybe that's one thing that most don't understand. How is it that mental illness occurs? It is a chemical thing that's in the body, and one wonders how some people are born with the ability to be rational and other people are born not rational, the chemical makeup of their body, and what can be done about it. What can be done if someone is diagnosed with some sort of mental disorder, and we all know that that's an overdiagnosis. We all know, especially with children, that too many drugs are given to them when their diet would fix whatever their problem was. Diet wasn't going to fix this guy.
Exactly. I had a professor at the University of Pennsylvania when I was a medical student learning psychiatry, and she very clearly called people crazy. And that's what the term that is commonly used for people who are psychotic. They just interpret reality not realistically. Now, they hear things, they see things that aren't there, and they live in their own world, and they are literally crazy. And psychosis, psychotic behavior, schizophrenia, we don't understand it. It's in terms of its cause. We have ideas, but it's a combination of genetics. It's a combination of environment. But this is a very serious problem. And decades ago, these people were locked up. And since the 1960s, there's been a change in our country.
Well, it actually took place when Michael Dukakis was the governor of Massachusetts, 1970-something or other. The whole focus of mental health in Massachusetts changed, and all those people that were in the system who were not considered to be a danger to anybody else were let out, and most of them became homeless within weeks because they couldn't get jobs. They were mentally not able to do that. Since that time, there's been an overreaction in terms of drugs that have been used. And again, I go back to what happens with young children in school who can't maintain a focus, all the way to people who are older, women who are unhappy, men who are unhappy. We get them onto pills and they get themselves addicted. And we all know the rest of the story. So is there some kind of happy medium here? Is there somewhere? Because the mental health system, not only in our country, I think pretty much around the world, is not anywhere near the kind of focus. It isn't a priority that it ought to be, Ken.
Well, we need to have a way in the system that people who are potentially dangerous are not allowed to carry out their craziness, and schizophrenics should not be able to buy guns or ammunition, and that's the bottom line here. Mm-hmm. And it's a real tricky thing with the current laws. The public feels uneasy because you can go to great efforts and still not be able to get somebody committed. It's very difficult to get somebody into an institution if they don't want to. And most schizophrenics are in incredible denial early on, they as this gentleman was. The family here knew he was crazy. And even the police knew he was crazy, and still nothing was done. And often the public feels uneasy about doing something.
Well, then the public's going to suffer and stop asking yourself. Look in the mirror when it comes to this sort of thing. Stop asking, oh, my God, what happened? The system failed. The part of the system that failed, there were two parts. The FBI and the background check and not coming up with the rules and regulations that are specific to people who have the kind of antisocial behavior this guy clearly had in his background. Do a real background check and stop the phony stuff and push the NRA and the Gun Owners Association out of the way. You have to stand. It's time that we stop being pushed around by these gun people, because this is the kind of stuff they don't want to tighten up.
Well, but the police knew about this.
Well, the police didn't do their job either. That's what I'm saying. They tend to be very soft on these sorts of people. They don't want to get involved. They don't understand it themselves. There are all kinds of things. And then now they have to look at themselves in the mirror. But that doesn't bring back the six people who are dead. It doesn't help Congresswoman Giffords, whose life has changed, not ruined, hopefully, but changed forever. That's because of the irresponsibility of the people who are supposedly in authority, Ken. There's no other way of looking at this.
There wasn't even a single police person. I mean, I'm a great advocate of the police. I take care of many of them, and I'm a big advocate. But I'm just surprised by that there wasn't a single law enforcement protective person. Either she didn't hire her own safety, she didn't ask for any.
Why should she? Why should we? If we gotten to the point where we're that sick that we have to have police around us, these people need guards around them when they go out in public.
Doug, if you were going out in public and you were talking politically, you need protection today.
Well, then
I don't know anyone who, you know, the talkers who talk politically, they all have protection.
Yeah, they all have bodies. Well, the big guys do. Have bodyguards.
They all do.
There's a sickness in that. And maybe some people have said this week we ought to be looking at that. That's not part of our job to discuss that. Dr. Ken is here at 888-553-7536. Dick's in Bardolph, Illinois. Dick, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi. I really enjoy your program, and I think you're very informative. And my question is, I get this these papers in the mail all the time about different things from health, and this one's it's Real Advantage Nutrients, and I don't know if they're legitimate or not, but they have a pill out that says for your prostate, it's you take one pill a day, and it helps your sex life, and it protects your prostate and gives you, I think it's lysophine or something like that.
All right, well, do you have it in front of you? I'm looking at it right now.
Ultimate Pro Support. It has some. The one ingredient that it has in it is beta-sitosterol. But I have to do a little more research about this one specific one. But we have a product that has high concentration of beta sitosterol, and it's been shown in study after study and published in the Lancet Medical Journal to be safe and effective. So I would rather push you in a direction of a product that I know its safety and I know it's been studied. And, you know, again, as I talk about all the time, you want a doctor who has experience, and I don't want to be the first person to recommend something that I don't know anything about.
All right, here's the way you might look at it, Dick. Anything that you do to feed your prostate, you're in your early 60s. So at this time, I guess the first question would be, have you had your prostate checked? Do you have a regular annual physical, and has the doctor done a PSA test of your blood so that the two things that are the indicators of your prostate health are clear to you?
Yes, I have had that test, and we have that every year at work, and it comes back okay. But I guess my concern is I want to keep it healthy. And
well, then you're
something.
Smart. If you've listened to us before, we talk about this as a preventative. The product that you're talking about, probably a good product, but as Ken said, and I would say the same thing, I've been talking about Super Beta Prostate for years and years and years. And if you want to jot down a number, it's 800-607-7078. You can call that number and get a free bottle. Try this Super Beta Prostate. Maybe you'll try it next to the other product and see which one you think is superior. This one gets you started. It doesn't cost you anything but a little shipping and handling, and it has all the strongest and best ingredients. That is food for your prostate. So that would be both Ken's advice and my advice. Try 800-607-7078, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome, sir. Nice to hear from you. 888-553-7536. Walter's in Greenwich, Connecticut. Walter, you're on with Dr. Ken. Next, hi.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Walter. How are you?
Okay. I'm getting a little concerned about how to control my blood pressure. It used to be like 130 over 70. Now it's 150 over 80. It's going up a little bit. And I take the amiobisolate for that. And I was wondering, what else can I do besides staying away from sodium to help control my blood pressure?
Sure, Walter. Great question. 20% of the American population has high blood pressure. It said that 80% of us, before we finish planet Earth, are going to have high blood pressure. This week, the American Heart Association, amazingly, is recommending that all of us eat only 1.5 grams of sodium a day, 1,500 milligrams. This is a puny amount. I remember when I was an intern at Duke University, a low-sodium diet was 4 grams, and that was in the mid-1980s. And 1.5 grams is what they announced this week. You need to really watch the food labels, and this will help you get the blood pressure down. As we get older, the pipes get stiffer, the blood pressure goes up. You want to get down to ideal body weight. I can't tell you, if you're overweight, losing 10 pounds will have a dramatic effect on getting the blood pressure down. Get the steam out of the ears. You want to get the stress out of your life the best you can. Aerobic exercise, once the doctor says it's okay, if you haven't been in an exercise program, is going to be very helpful. You also want to limit the alcohol. This means for guys, no more than 1 to 2 drinks per day. For women, no more than 0 to 1 per day. All of these lifestyle changes will help. Again, if these don't help and you want to avoid the medications, there's a product called Zona, Z-O-N-A, Z-O-N-A. This is a device you use, a hand grip device. You use these hand grip exercises about 11 minutes, 5 days a week, and this will drop most people's blood pressure anywhere from 10 to 30 points.
Men's Health Magazine this month, Ken, has an article about the 15 health and diet myths, and number 5 is that too much salt causes high blood pressure. The reality, the article says, is perhaps but too little potassium causes high blood pressure as well. How do you react to that statement in that magazine's article?
Both are very important, and you want to get your potassium level checked. The problem with people taking potassium, Doug, is if you have a kidney issue, you can kill yourself and get too high a level of potassium. So it's very dicey to self-medicate with potassium. You want to be concerned about both minerals. Again, watch the food labels. 1.5 grams is the important. The issue why there's confusion with sodium is that some people are very sensitive to salt and it will affect their blood pressure. There are a subgroup of people out there who are not as sensitive to salt, and that's why this always becomes a little confusing in the medical literature. And potassium, when you get that blood check, when you go to the doctor for your physical exam, make sure that that's part of your blood check.
So this article suggests that you strive for a potassium-rich diet, which you can get by eating a wide variety of fruits, vegetables, and legumes. I'm always told
as
bananas.
As long as you're not a kidney patient, that's fine.
Yeah, all right. So I've taken the potassium. When I have issues, as a matter of fact, you and I have talked about this, there are cramps and things that go on with people who don't have enough potassium in their diet, right? And
low potassium will make your life miserable. You'll feel weak. You'll get cramps in the legs. Your heart won't function well. You'll have abnormalities of the heart rhythm. You could have brain issues, muscle problems. Potassium level is so critical. It's a mineral that resides mostly inside the cell. It helps maintain these important electrical impulses that work in the heart, the brain, and all the muscles of the body. It's critical that this level be correct. But again, it is good to be on a potassium-rich diet. Fruits like bananas and oranges are very good sources of potassium. But if you're a kidney patient, if you have kidney insufficiency, you have to watch out by taking too much potassium, because the way it works is what you take in through the body gets cleared through the kidneys, and if the kidneys aren't functioning properly, it'll go too high. The way you lose potassium, now, why are some people with low potassium? The most common ways are diarrhea, vomiting, or being on a diuretic. Those are the most common. Probably 98% of people who have low potassium, it's one of those reasons.
And there's a companion mineral, magnesium, that seems to go along with this. Calcium, magnesium, potassium, do they all go together?
Magnesium is very important. You often lose when you get low potassium from the reasons I just mentioned. I'll mention them again. Everyone's going to be emailing me. Diarrhea, vomiting, and being on a diuretic. Those three causes will not only lower your potassium, they'll also lower your magnesium, a very important mineral also for maintaining proper brain function, heart function, and muscle function throughout the body.
888-553-7536. You're listening to the expertise of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's on the Good Day Weekend program every weekend for 2 hours. Avail yourself of the opportunity to get his input and advice. Feel free to call now, 888-55-DR-KEN.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Near you.
Health and well-being. If you're interested in your own health and well-being, you can help other people as well. Call with your question. There is bound to be somebody in the audience who has exactly the same problem that you do. So this is your way of being a good public servant. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Weekend. The Good Day Health newsletter comes out every Friday afternoon. Ken edits it. He comes available right into your email box on Fridays. What's the subject? What's the focus this week? What trouble are we fixing this week, Ken?
This week we're going to fix cancer. We're going to talk all about the latest breakthroughs in the medical journals in the last few weeks about cancer prevention, treatment, diagnosis. There's a lot of information here. You don't want to miss it. And the good news is it's all free each week.
It is free. Go to either Ken's website, drkenshow.com, or to goodayshow.com. See Ken's picture. Click on that. It goes right to the newsletter, and you can sign up. Just put your email address in that box. You'll get it every week, and you'll be very pleased with how helpful it is. The Good Day Health newsletter every week from Dr. Ken. 888-553-7536. Please join us with your questions. John's listening in Barrie, Vermont on WSNO. Go ahead, John. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, John.
I've got two conflicting disorders that I really wrecking my life. I have sleep apnea, and I have a mucus congestion that I can't not get rid of. I've tried.
Somebody's trying to torture you because those two together lead to a very unhappy life, and we need to get you to a good lung specialist, a good sleep specialist. Sleep apnea is when the airway becomes obstructed. There are several different reasons, and it's an incredibly common problem. 1 in 4 adult males, 1 in 10 adult women. We used to think this was only a guy's problem. It's not, and you wake up. Yes.
I have a CPAP machine. I have the face mask, but I am congested. I can't breathe through my nose. I can't use the CPAP.
Are you a smoker, John?
No, I'm not.
Allergies?
Yeah. In the summer. This happens every winter. I've talked to my doctor about it.
Have you been to the allergist?
I tried every allergy medicine over the counter.
John, you don't want to pull your own teeth. You've tried. You're frustrated. I hear it. Anyone who has a combination of bad allergies and sleep apnea, they're not breathing well. They're not going to get rested. They're going to have a horrible lifestyle and be very frustrated. Do you have local in Barrie, Vermont, a sleep specialist? Usually they're a lung doctor, somebody who specializes in sleep apnea. Or you can get to the University of Vermont in Burlington, can't you?
Well, I have Dr. Sateri, who is at Dartmouth Hitchcock. He comes to Central Vermont twice
a week. And what kind of doctor is he?
He's a sleep therapist. His whole thing is sleep study. They have a sleep lab.
So I would imagine he's a lung specialist. Usually these are lung doctors, pulmonologists, who then have a special interest in sleep apnea. I would hope that that would be it, but the issue is that you're not getting better. You probably need a second opinion here, John. I'm throwing out options for you, and you're not jumping at them. And if I was you, I don't think you're getting the care that you deserve, or you're not communicating with your doctor.
Well, my doctor is setting me up with an ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Good. That'll help if there's mucus issues. Okay. I think that's a great idea. And if that doesn't work, I would get to an allergist.
All right.
And if that doesn't work, I would go to a new sleep specialist. It may be somebody over at the University of Vermont, a whole separate institution who is independent from the folks at Dartmouth, because you're not getting better, and you've got to take some action here and not just sit back and say, "Big Mama, take care of me."
I'm 66 years old. I mean,
Well, I want to get you better. I don't want to see you like this.
I understand. So do
I. Because there are a lot of people think sleep apnea can be a harmless issue. It's just, you just don't get sleep and you just aggravate your partner forever. But no, you can have heart issues. You can get heart attacks, strokes. You're sleepy the whole day. You can get complications with other medications. If you ever need surgery, you won't do well with anesthesia. And the people around you will be miserable.
All right. It sounds to me like you're a little bit of your own worst enemy, John. That's the observer listening on the outside. But maybe Ken will get you moved on. I hope we understood your question. 888-553-7536, another hour with Dr. Ken Kronos. Call with your questions now.